In Dante's epic poem called The Divine Comedy, the first book is entitled The Inferno. Hell is depicted as 9 concentric circles, with Satan positioned at the very center of the 9th and lowest circle. Rather than hell being represented by fire, Dante depicts hell as a frozen lake with Satan lodged there, frozen in time. This is representative of 2 things about hell. First of all, it is static, and secondly, it is lifeless. Hell is a static, lifeless place in Dante's imagination. Now, at the center of this lake of fire, we see Satan rising, his torso coming above the surface, and gazing upward, Dante depicts Lucifer as having 3 horrible faces, one looking straight ahead and the others looking back over his shoulder. And in each of the 3 mouths of Lucifer, there are the 3 greatest sinners of human history, all of them traitors to the one who was their leader. In the center mouth, Dante depicts Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Christ. In the left and right mouths hang Brutus and Cassius, who murdered Julius Caesar in the Roman Senate. Now, with Brutus and Cassius, their heads are appearing outward, whereas Judas has his head lodged headfirst, and all you see are his legs, which are protruding and twitching. The mouths that chew their victims are constantly tearing the traitors to pieces, but never killing them. Dante's guide through this remarkable poem is the poet Virgil. And this is what Virgil explains to Dante as to what he is seeing. That soul up there, which has the greatest punishment, is Judas Iscariot, who has his head inside and plies his legs without. Of the other 2, who have their heads below, the one that hangs from the back muzzle is Brutus, and the other is Cassius. Now, here's the question. Why in Dante's poem is the greatest punishment meted out to betrayers? It's because betrayal is that which is most contrary to love. Betrayal is that which is most contrary to love. And as St. Thomas Aquinas said, to love is to will the good of the other as other. And when you think about this in relation to Judas, he's not willing the good of his Lord, he's willing his Lord's destruction. That is why the greatest sinner or the greatest betrayer of all time, Judas Iscariot, is depicted in the way that he is. For the idea that he would betray Jesus with a kiss, that which is to be a sign of affection, is indeed used as a way towards treachery. And that he would betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Betrayal is something that Jesus speaks of in the gospel when he says of Judas, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better if that one had not been born." To betray the one who is love himself leads Dante to illustrate that for all of eternity, Judas will be eaten but never consumed by Satan. Now, contrast this sin with our Lord Jesus Christ, who, rather than consuming us, which is what the devil does, Jesus invites us to consume him so that we may have the gift of eternal life. And at this time, when we have this extended fast where we are not able to consume the Eucharistic Lord, we are called in a particular way to recognize how we are called to live. We are called to live in a way that we do not want to betray those who are close to us. We do not want to betray our Lord, but we want to seek to will their good. At a time like the one we are facing, where the future is very uncertain, we are called to be a people who, rather than living like Judas, are living like the one pointed to in our first reading from Isaiah, one of the four servant songs of Isaiah. And this, I hope, will become more and more your attitude and mine. Morning by morning, he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. Of course, this speaks particularly of Jesus, but it also points to each one of us who say that we are his disciples, that we want to live with purpose, with direction. We want to live centered lives. Something, again, Isaiah speaks of when he says, I've set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. At this time, you and I are called in a particular way as Catholic Christians to loyalty, to trustworthiness, qualities essential to those who are being conformed to the one whom we long to consume at every Mass. For remember that if we do not consume the one who is love, we will be consumed by the one who brings sin into the world, characterized so vividly by Dante. So may we ask for the grace to grow daily in being those kind of people who are known for our loyalty, who are known for our faithfulness, so that at this time we would embody the word of Jesus. We would, through our lives, show forth his life-giving presence by how we live today and how we will live every day through this crisis.